Evening, everybody. It's David Corus. It is 5:30 p.m. on the 14th, and tonight is our annual public hearing. I'm going to start by calling the meeting to order and doing roll call, and then we'll kind of open up the session and invite members of the public to speak. So first, I will go through board attendance in no particular order. Alexandra Daum. Don Frost. Mark Rolf.
Here.
Jeff Beckham.
Here.
John Flores.
Here.
Brian Thompson. Grant Westerson.
Here.
John Johnson.
Here.
Dave Perillo. Judy Scheifel. Tom Patton.
Yes.
Felix Reyes. Tom Gill. Mayor Justin Elliker. Parker Wise. And did someone just join? Was it Brian Thompson? Okay, looks like we lost a couple from the board meeting. We've got seven right now. I do expect Brian Thompson to join back shortly. I will go through a bit of the sort of parameters here, and then we will open it up for public comment. So tonight's our annual public hearing. We typically have public comment at the beginning of every meeting, which is limited to agenda items before us that day or that evening. Tonight is unique because you can talk about anything that you want related to the Port Authority. And so it's your opportunity to talk bigger picture about things we've accomplished in the past year, things that we should prioritize for the coming year, items related to projects, governance, wherever you feel the need to lay your input. We'd ask that folks keep their comments to about 5 minutes so that we can give everyone an opportunity to speak. But if we get through the list and it's not too late, we can certainly provide folks an additional opportunity to add to their initial comments if they feel the need to do so. I think we probably don't have so many people that we need to create a queue, and so we'll do as we typically do at our board meetings. We'll open up the line and just give folks an opportunity to step forward and begin their comments. And so with that, I will ask Andrew to unmute the line and would invite members of the public to step forward and state their name and begin to share their thoughts.
Sure, the public line is open. I'll just remind folks on the public line and board members to please mute your phones when you're not speaking. With that, are there any members of the public who wish to provide comment?
Sure, Kevin Blacker, I will.
Yes, go right ahead, Mr. Blacker.
So, I'm not sure, first comment I'll make is, I guess to clarify or ask whether you guys have a quorum. I know that in the past, multiple times in the past, you guys haven't had a quorum for this state statute required public hearings. the law requires the board to hold a hearing. I know that it's been a point of contention in the past that David Torres has stated that since you guys aren't taking any action, the quorum wasn't necessary. Former Chairman Scott Bates has said, this hearing's really kind of a technicality and it's not really necessary. Your own counsel in 2017, Glenn Santoro at Robinson & Cole, stated that, the law requires the board to hold a hearing. And without a quorum, there is no board. I'll just point out to anybody, listening, or anybody that cares at all, that it was the Port Authority skipping that meeting was the reason I painted those signs pink, to set up a paradigm that the law is not applied. The Port Authority breaks the law, breaks the rules, there's no consequences. The normal person breaks the law, breaks the rule, and they have to face the consequences as I am. As far as inadequacy of the state maritime support, I'd say that the Port Authority is inadequate in that, the Coast Guard conducted a formal navigation risk, safety assessment. It was a two-day event, a PASA, ports and waterways safety assessment. All of the major stakeholders were invited, and all of them, except for the Port Authority and the City of New London, attended. It was a two-day event. The Navy was there, EB was there, Ranowski's Cross Sound Ferry was there. There was DEEP was there, NOAA, the National Oceanic Administrative, whatever the agency was there. The big dredging company was there. You guys were invited, but you didn't go. I don't understand how you justify that with paid staff, with a massive board that you guys complain about the size of. You couldn't even send somebody over there for 2 days. It's that report that's going to come out of that is going to have major impact on the Thames River and on your project. I think that because you guys didn't show up, I showed up uninvited, and they let me join, have a seat at the table and contribute to the report, probably because, the open seat from you guys not bothering to go. Turning to the facilities, the maritime facilities of the state, without state pier, the maritime facilities in southeastern Connecticut are inadequate. We don't have a place to bring in vital public safety products like road salt. We're not going to have a port that we're able to bring in the conventional cargo, that all of the material that's going to be needed for the generational infrastructure, the build back better, whatever you want to call it. By focusing state pier entirely on offshore wind, as you guys are attempting to do, the maritime facilities in southeastern Connecticut are inadequate. So at this time, that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. Any other members of the public wish to make comments at this time? While we wait to see if anyone else chooses to make comment, I do believe that we have quorum. I'll just ask whether Brian Thompson has joined.
Yes, I did, David. I'm here.
Yep.
So David, this is Judy Scheifel. I'm on the line as well.
Great. So we very clearly do have quorum for this meeting. For this hearing, I should say. Excuse me. Other members of the public? please take this opportunity if you're so inclined. Okay. Well, hearing none, we will close this public hearing at 5:41 p.m. and we will adjourn this public hearing, and we look forward to reconnecting and having members of the public participate at our next board meeting 1 week from today on December 21st. Have a great evening, everybody.